Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Aha.
And me, Craig Hazel, after the shortest game week anyone's ever seen. We are recording live for us, not for you, but from the Double Bill Cafe above Pimpshway Bar.
Woo!
That's exciting. We're all together
Guerrilla in the same place.
We have our own personal bartender. You might hear Chuck from now and then come in and out as he runs the joint.
Yeah.
But we figured, as it's quite a short game week and we can only talk about four fixtures for a certain amount of time, that we'd spice things up by doing it in a bar.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so that's it.
And getting drunk.
Yeah, well, there are drinks. We have got Chuck here. He might interject with the odd bit of the odd tidbit of information. But it is time to go through results from last week. Obviously, all the usual stuff after that. Four games. It's a bit weird, wasn't it?
Really small. Yeah. There was a lot of football on, but obviously not of it. A lot of it relevant to fantasy football.
Do you struggle? You know, when like the FA Cup games are on, do you forget?
Sometimes, yeah.
Throughout Man United, Chelsea, I forgot.
Yeah.
Where I was, who I was.
What the FA Cup was on, or that the FPL was on.
I yeah, they didn't count. So you're watching it, just going, oh no, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Life is empty.
I kept finding it was more like, because West Ham, the FA Cup's been pretty irrelevant for us
for many years.
Yeah.
Well, what? Whereas the Premier League's not.
Sassy start.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot the FA Cup was the most important competition.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
In football. Yeah, so I kept wondering, what the fuck is all these people playing footballs about?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know whether it was the League Cup, which is already finished.
That's finished, yeah.
Yeah, or the FA Cup.
Yeah, or the People's Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, there were four fixtures in the Premier League, which we'll talk about, but we obviously will talk about some other footballing matters because they're pretty pressing. Do we do an Arsenal rant now for you, Tom, or are we good? Because since your Arsenal Fan TV rant at the end of last episode, which was very, very popular, you've beaten the mighty Lincoln at the FA Cup, all is forgiven.
5-0 blood.
Yes.
5-0 blood. So I don't even care, fan.
All is forgiven.
5-0, get Wenger back in.
Did you see there was a sign in an MLS game? Minnesota played Atlanta, who are two new MLS franchises. It was played in like absolute snow. I know this because I have a gambling problem. And I bet on over 1.5 first half goals. It came in. Thanks very much. But someone in the Minnesota crowd, he also had a Wenger out sign, like it's some sort of WWE thing.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing.
Held above his... It's
yeah. Oh. Yeah, before he did a stunner on his missus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how far like reach Wenger out has got now.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. I'm still in the Wenger out bus.
Yeah, it's a busy bus.
And he's off now, so it's more getting nostalgic about him leaving.
Well, now it's all of a sudden, awesome.
Kind of, yeah.
Is it like putting a grandparent in a retirement home now?
A little bit. I don't really know. I think he's, you know, he's dead and buried as far as I'm concerned, but he's, you know, he's done us well.
And, is that how you speak to your grandparents?
Yeah. they're all passed, unfortunately. only ever knew my nana, and... She died in 2007, so she was the only grandparents, the only sort of matriarch in my family that I ever sort of knew. Thanks for that, though. My older sister suggested that adopt a grandparent thing, because I said to her one day when I was younger, I said, I've never had a granddad. And she went, why don't you adopt a grandparent? I should have adopted Wenger. Could have maybe had a little whisper in his ear. Maybe I should.
But FPL-wise, we will have a look through this week's result. First up, Ash, it's your team, I'm afraid. Losing to Bournemouth 3-2. I think most people predicted there'd be goals in a game like that. Bournemouth have had some ridiculous... They lost 6-3 to Everton. They've had a lot of kind of goals in their games. You weren't confident you were winning, were you?
No, it's what we always say. Like Bournemouth, if a team who plays football against them, it's quite good. Yeah. It's going to be goals.
Yeah.
It's what they're like, isn't it? And it's just one of the things. I mean, they only missed a couple of penalties, so...
I know, that's
it. It definitely couldn't have been worse. Couldn't have been 10-2.
Yeah, I mean, the main headline from the game is obviously... Josh Kingaling Dingaling.
Yeah.
We talked about
JK.
Yeah.
He is a Scandinavian man.
He is a surprising Norwegian.
A surprising Scandinavian man.
Yeah, so with his name.
But Dingaling.
We mentioned him when Andre Martinsson tweeted in, long time listener tweeted in about him. And then I actually put him in the blog last week because there's limited options, thinking it's a good midfield option.
Well, I stuck him in my team last week.
Me too, mate.
That was me Ash, one you? Little.
Did I fuck?
No, he didn't.
No, we know he didn't. Hat trick, the lad.
I know. And the whole world who brought him in was absolutely livid when he missed a penalty in the first half. I was like, you son of a bitch, not this week. Not today, Josh.
No.
And then, you know, he pulls it out of the bag. So he gets three goals. Andre Ayew, a goal.
Hey, that's one of your little classic Ash tips.
Yeah.
We watched that coming down the pub, didn't we?
Antonio. And Carroll got 90 minutes, didn't he? Though he didn't do anything. So that's encouraging.
Yeah.
There was a few armbands on Carroll this week. Yeah, there was a few armbands. Did you armband?
I did, yeah. It was good. Mm.
Did you Captain Carroll?
Choice, yeah, Captain Carroll.
Really? Who did you Captain, Tom?
Oh, Luke Harkin.
Yeah, same. So we must have had similar them this week. Yeah. We did have very similar points. Josh King in there. There, hopefully someone out there Captain Josh King. I don't know.
I'm sure they must have done.
There must have been a few. Yeah, Benikofobi obviously missed a penalty as well, but got an assist. But King made up for it with his three goals, racking up 18 points. A fair play to anyone who captained him. And yet again, proving Tommy T. Whistle's point that you do not have to double captain on a double game. Although mathematically you give yourself a better chance, it's not a be all and end all.
No, simple as that. I mean, all you can do is state the facts that in the 2 years that it's been going, you don't have to have, you know, triple captained on a double game week. Last year, you know,
Aguero, five against Newcastle, and then this year, Lukaku, four.
So if you finish my sentences, it would be a lot easier for me today.
Okay, yeah, we did that.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
I could see you going through in your head going, I don't know who he's... Oh, you wouldn't have got Aguero against Newcastle. You'd have got
I didn't know where it was. Yeah, I thought it was Aguero. I wasn't sure if it was Newcastle. But yeah. Essentially, yeah. I mean, if you'd have triple captained King this week on this ridiculously small game week, you'd have done better than everyone who triple captained Aguero last...
Yeah.
Weekend.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But you got some right old shit on Twitter.
Someone who had double game week guru in his Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Going, yeah, but you've got to look at the facts. The facts are that it does, statistically, it is better to double game week triple captain. And I said, yeah, no, absolutely, on paper, mate, yeah. But 100% success rate for it not so far, so.
Yeah, he's also from Windsor, judging by that accent.
I don't know where he's from.
But yeah, so Josh King would have been a good double. You'd have been a lunatic to do it.
Yeah, of course.
Talking to Lukaku, Everton beat West Brom 3-0. Finally, Gareth McCauley doesn't score many points.
Yeah.
Goal for Lukaku, goal for Morales, goal for Schneidlin, and two assists for Barkley.
Couple of assists, yeah. I bought Barkley in a little sausage team.
Just in the secret sausage.
No one cares.
No, well, you know. So, to be fair, I'm now doing better than my secret sausage, so that whole like sausage swap, that was just a joke.
Yeah, you didn't mean it.
Don't even need to. Yeah. Now I'm smashing it now.
I'm in a mini league with someone outside, sorry, of the Gaffer Tapes League.
What the fuck? I never knew this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think we need to have a serious conversation about that. You know,
Tom's in another podcast outside the Gaffer
Tapes. Oh, shit. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine if you were one of the others. You were one of those other ones just in an accent.
Yeah. I've got a nickname. I'll give myself a nickname.
But Barkley, someone in my mini league, Captain Barkley,
yeah,
which I thought was bold, bearing in mind he's been pretty inconsistent this season.
Yeah.
Well, why?
I think that's a great shout. Why not?
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I still don't have him, to be honest with you.
No.
But Lukaku, again, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah, he has been. Yeah, it was the number one sort of pick, really, as far as captains go. Yeah. That was what I said last week, yeah.
If you captain Carroll, then do you have Lukaku?
No. So it was one of those things where I could have brought him in. But you take the -4 point hit.
Yeah,
he would have to score for it to be relevant.
Yeah,
so it's a risk, isn't it? So then obviously he does score.
So who are your other strikers other than Carroll?
I've already got Llorente, Carroll, and Costa.
Right.
So I didn't really want to drop any of those.
So you didn't have many captains. What were your other captain choices? Because that's almost like a differential pick, and I know you hate differential.
It was either him or I've got Mane.
See, why not Mane then? I know it was right. You were right to do
exactly because Mane. I knew he wasn't going
to
do anything.
Big game player, isn't he? But he seems to struggle in other games. Talking of Llorente, Hull lost to... Hull beat Swansea 2-1.
He went off injured.
Apparently, though, my Swansea housemate, it is apparently just a dead leg, we think. Ben Dinnery is the man to ask, obviously, on Twitter, at Ben Dinnery. He'll keep us posted.
Well, Ben Dinnery's Twitter has been blowing up recently because of a lot of injuries, yeah.
Harry Kane.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He's a busy man on there.
The big one. Although, so even though it's not FPL related, that Kane thing's big. We'll talk about that in a sec. But Swansea, goal again. Alfie Mawson, again.
Yeah, well, mate, secret sausage boy.
Playing, is that his name?
Yeah, he's the ultimate secret. That's what Paul Clement calls him. Yeah, he's the poster boy for the secret sausage.
Is he?
Mawson.
I think we should tweet him that.
Can I have some more, son? Of course you can.
Yeah.
Isn't it sausage?
Obviously, I brought in...
go on.
Obviously, I brought in Olsen. The two.
Oh, you did. You talked about that last week. You said you might do that.
In my blog, I picked Olsen out of the two because he was one of the two. But Mawson, he was playing for Barnsley last year and now he's got four Premier League goals.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. England are so appalling at centre half. You don't need many more eye catching kind of performances to get in the reckoning for centre half for England. There's no reason why, if he doesn't get a move or do well again next season, he won't get in there.
Mm.
But he got a goal. And then two goals for Nias at Hull, who I picked as an outsider about 3 weeks ago, so I was clearly wrong. But he was Everton's record signing and was a massive failure.
Mm.
Went out to Hull, but he clearly just, I don't know if it just didn't work or whatever.
Because he hasn't scored too many points, has he? I remember looking at him.
He hasn't been good, but like Everton spent God knows how much on him. And then he, I don't know if he's actually on loan or if he got farmed out on loan or whatever. But Hull obviously have been kind of relegation fodder, so it's been a problem.
Oh, yeah, he's on loan.
He is on loan because he can't play Everton next week.
Yeah.
But no, he hasn't got many goals. That's only his third goal of the season.
Yeah, but he hasn't played a lot, though, has he? He hasn't played the last half dozen games, I think.
So he's got he got the goal against Liverpool, and then he got himself two goals in a brief cameo. But he's clearly talented.
Speaking of record signings, can you remember the guy Southampton signed? I'm sure it was the beginning of maybe last season or the season before. He looked like a pirate. And then he was their record signing, a pirate. And then he did something and got sent off back to Italy.
You said pirate twice, and I'm not sure who you mean. A Southampton pirate who's been sent back to Italy.
We'll come back to this later. They've got an amazing kid. I can't believe I can't remember him. It's a bit random, my description of him.
Because I think when it comes to it, we'll work out that he wasn't from Southampton or a pirate, and he was free. So that's probably usually how these things
I'm confident
I'm thinking of Jack Sparrow.
Is that what it was?
All those three things, I'm confident he wasn't.
Used to knock around with Orlando Bloom and that.
Yeah. So there you go. Apparently the pirate from Southampton. There'll be someone, one listener somewhere will go, yeah, I know what he means. Like, he's on Ash's wavelength somewhere, somehow. And then the Sunday game was Liverpool just about beating Burnley 2-1. And there were loads of captains on Liverpool players. Because you had to.
Mane. There was a lot of people tweeting us their balls, hashtag balls, and said, yeah, Mane. I think that was the most common, Mane and Lukaku were the most common captain choices that I saw, I think.
Yeah.
And I've got Mane in my team, but didn't captain him, luckily. What, 2 points?
Yeah, I brought in Alan Banana.
Did you?
Just for a minus.
I toyed with it.
Well,
but
I took a -8 hit and I brought in Lallana and I brought in
that's tricky, isn't
Josh
it?
King.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it was worth it. It was fine.
So it paid off,
You know, Emre Can and Wijnaldum, no one's picking them.
We were getting people tweeting us saying that they'd taken 16-point hits.
I saw a 20-point hit. I saw a 20-point hit.
Fucking lunatics. What's wrong with you?
That's mad, isn't it?
If you have a player that doesn't play, that's 0 points. The second you bring someone in, that's -4. They get 2 points to play. That's -2. So they really have to do something to make you your points back. And then you're stuck with a player that you probably won't want in the long run.
Yeah. I
took a 4-point hit and that was it. And it was worth it because it was for Josh King.
And he makes up a great fifth midfielder.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's someone I would have brought in anyway. And he's cheap. And I thought, get on that quickly. Yeah.
Well, that's Ash's logic. If you're going to bring in a -4, there were people spending 4 points to bring in a defender.
A
defender for a team like West Brom who are playing Everton, like spending 4 points to bring in a West Brom defender.
The thing is, it makes you feel better because the points get deducted before the game week. So if you had, say, in a really extreme case, you had 3 players, right?
Yeah.
You brought in 11, took a massive points hit. It wouldn't show that, so you could still say to your friends, I got 50 points.
Mm.
I worry if people are doing these things to make themselves feel better. I feel like we're enabling them. If this is some sort of self-harm.
Yeah.
Are they just making 11 changes?
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
Just like -44 points as they sob. Yeah, as they cry,
crank into
it. But it doesn't show you that, though. It's not like at the end of the week, it doesn't say, oh, you scored -14 points.
No, it doesn't.
You get gunshots ringing out.
Yeah, that is true. They don't do that. But even clean sheets-wise, only one clean sheet across the whole 4 games. That's for Everton. And fucking Funes Mori doesn't start and Baines goes into
fuck's sake.
Oh, it was horrendous. Yeah, it was bad news all round.
Mm.
But not for everyone. But the other bit to talk about is obviously he didn't play, yet the headlines were dominated pretty much by Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Because HK. Harry Kane, the Hurricane.
It potentially injured.
Yes.
For some time. What do we know about it?
I don't.
He's gone orange.
We know he's got. Is that what he is?
He's gone orange. Yeah, there's no yellow about him now. He is orange.
We'll try and find out exactly what he is. But
we'll tweet
a lot of people. Do either of you have him beforehand? You didn't, did you?
I took him out.
Right.
For Aguero on the double game week last game week, and I was thinking, you know, I will ultimately bring him back in. Now I won't. So it's actually not affected me at all.
Right.
I've had a lucky couple of weeks, really. Well, you know, skill, obviously. But, you know, there's been an element of luck to it. Things have panned out nicely, yeah. But have you boys got him?
Kane? I don't.
Oh, yeah, no. Have you? No.
But I felt like I've got Lukaku. I wish I had them both the whole time because they've been phenomenal. But Ben Dinnery, the injury expert, Premier League injury expert on Twitter, is saying that he's waiting for a scan. So we still don't know how long he's out. But the person who tweeted him to get that update, his Twitter handle is Super Elite of Arsenal. So it's an Arsenal fan tweeting him, clearly for his FPL.
Just one internet, yeah.
Clearly for his fantasy football team. And we should probably take this moment to honour the loss of any respect for Spurs players after the Dele Alli, Harry Kane.
Right, can we talk about that? Because that, for me, is the sickest thing I've ever seen in
sick
my life.
Sick as
it
in...
was a fucking... No, as in dreadful. As in, like, I wanted to be sick on my own penis. It was fucking horrible.
Right.
Oh, just the most cringy... Do you know what we're talking about?
I have no idea.
It's about the time Tom was sick on his own penis.
Yeah. Remember that time? Yeah, that classic story. It was the day before I shit in my own hand. No, it was... yeah. So, you know the little Dele Alli, Kane... fucking handshake thing when they're
you
doing all this
it?
Shit. And it goes on for about 10 minutes and it just looked like a bunch of cunts. I'm just, oh my, sorry, fucking hell.
But what's that got to do? What's that?
Oh, just
what, they just
sick.
Did like a celebration?
Yeah. It was like a celebration. And then
it was because
they had one with Son. I think Ali had one with Son this week as well. He's got one.
Scored.
Maybe he's got one for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it was celebrating a goal. They didn't just do it in
the
middle of the match.
I just saw the highlights of it because it didn't seem that long.
The highlights of the handshake.
It was quite a long
handshake. I seriously think
it's got its own
spin-off
show on ITV2.
Yeah.
Fucking long.
It is bad. It is quite cringy.
It was just the most cringy thing I've ever seen in my life.
And that's from an Arsenal fan.
And I think you're like Harry Kane. He's a father. Yeah. You can't do stuff like that when you're a father.
Unless it's with your child.
I saw Son. Did he score?
Yeah, he did one as well.
I saw him do a little one. Yeah. It didn't seem... Oh, but did they do a really excessive
I think people
one?
Were scared of being racist. They didn't want to question
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they went, well, that's pretty cool. But, you know,
yeah,
Harry Kane one.
Yeah, you can't get away with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
In his home country, that's what they do.
That's what they do. It's acceptable.
So people
were
scared to do it. It was bad, wasn't it?
Oh, God. It's the if you've ever seen anything more cringy on a football field, let us know.
I've seen cringier off it because I reposted the Facebook video of the Arsenal fan Fireboy singing the Granit Xhaka song.
Oh yeah, that's
Granit Xhaka. Shutting up his doubters. That's the best bit.
That was so
shutting
bad.
Up his doubters.
Can I say that also, being an Arsenal fan, right, Arsenal fans have got the worst. There's a very small percent, but they are the worst people in the world, some Arsenal fans.
Yeah, they are.
Arsenal fan TV, shit like that. I mean, there was a photo that someone tweeted of showing a load of Arsenal fans holding up Wenger outsides and they just looked like a little fucking bent boy band.
Yeah.
It was dreadful. Oh, my God. They're giving them a bad name. You know how people say, like, how, like, Al-Qaeda are giving Muslims a bad name? It's such a very small percentage. It's, are we all right with that? That's fine.
I wouldn't have finished that sentence for you.
But, but yeah, it's the same with Arsenal fans that appear on Arsenal Fan TV and the ones that you see around and a very bad light.
So this week the outtake will be a legal disclaimer. So that's good. So that's great.
So there we go, right at the end.
We'll cover that. So there'll be a lengthy word from our lawyers.
Not a problem.
I just interject again.
Go for it, mate.
I figured out who the pirate guy is.
Oh.
I've just read his Wikipedia. It's fucking brilliant. I haven't followed his recent career, but it's amazing. Do you remember David Oswaldo?
Oh, yeah,
I do. He looks like
Danny Oswaldo.
Danny Oswaldo.
Yeah.
This picture, he doesn't look too much. You can't see it, but
pictures work well on podcasts as well.
Yeah. I'm showing you guys, people there, Google Danny
Should
Oswaldo.
Should we describe the picture?
They probably know who he is.
He's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
He's very handsome.
He normally is more piratey.
And he played for Southampton. Imagine him and Pella up front at the same time.
Why do they sign such attractive men?
Right? Yeah. So they signed him. He was their record thing. And he used to look exactly like the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean. That's where
Johnny Depp.
Looked like Johnny Depp. They signed him.
Quite famous. Only you would call him that guy from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Southampton is a port town.
Yeah, I did think that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's where he got confused.
So they thought that he was the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So they
signed
him.
He now? Where did he end up?
Well, so he left after there was some sort of suspicious training ground incident.
Mutiny.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mutiny, okay.
You know, so he kept getting sent.
A couple of Somalis knocking around or something. Do you know what I mean?
Different pirates.
Whilst he was at Southampton, he kept getting sent back out on loan. Bear in mind at the time, I'm sure he was their record ever signing.
Yeah.
So it's like us sending Carroll out, or are you every other week on loan somewhere. And then eventually they sold him. He was at Juventus, Internazionale, Boca Juniors, Porto, back to Boca. Then he's retired now. Amazing.
He's retired.
Yeah, he played 3 months for Boca Juniors, but they terminated his contract after he was arguing with the Boca Juniors manager. And he said, it's all right, I've quit football. He's only 31 because he needs to focus on his musical career.
Amazing.
Wow.
He is a legend.
What's
his first song?
I don't know.
Dead Man's
Chest.
I wish
I knew.
Yeah. They almost beat. Do you remember the 1998 World Cup. You'll love this area.
Yeah, that's my fucking era.
So Carlos Roa, the Argentinian keeper that Michael Owen scores the wonder goal against, he retired from football to go and be a simple religious like farmer type because he thought the end of the world was coming at the millennium. So he retired from football to go back to a retreat.
Right.
And then obviously 2nd of January 2000 comes along. Mm. He's embarrassed.
Yeah, he's
so he's like, can I have my job back? I've still got my gloves. And goes back playing.
Oh, does he? He goes back to play.
Well, yeah, of course, because there's not much money in being a religious.
No. Nutter. Pays very.
It pays very little,
poorly,
apart
yeah.
from spiritually. But that was a good pirate spin-off. I like that.
Yeah, very good.
That was
pirate
very
related.
Good.
Anecdote.
For those new listeners, we talk about pirates at least once a week. We try to get that out there. Leicester didn't play. So Tom.
Oh, the Leicester didn't play.
I want to ask. We still should ask the question of
where's Wellers?
Where's Wellers?
Yeah, hey! That was Chuck of private content.
Do you know what? There's no update on Wallace. The last picture is on his Instagram is just the picture of him with Floyd Mayweather. So I don't know if Mayweather's
killed him.
I was thinking
Mayweather's 50-0. He's knocked out Wallace.
Yeah,
maybe
he's knocked
he got
out
signed to Osvaldo's label.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Maybe they've gone pirate. Wallace and Osvaldo pirating themselves around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Never met this Osvaldo fella, but he's very handsome, so I'll watch him just for that.
He'd make a good point.
He would
update on Wallace, unfortunately, but tune in next week where hopefully we will have an update.
Isn't there a programme coming on TV, you probably know this more than me, where some people have to sail around the world unaided in a boat and they all fall off and die?
Yeah, they're bringing back My Family on BBC. Yeah, it's going to be... Mutiny. Channel 4, yeah, they're reliving.
That's right up your street.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good, actually.
Could right that be where Wallace is?
Possibly, but I don't remember seeing him there.
No.
But he does have the look. He's got that rugged look. Mm. Exactly. It's a really good show, actually. Mutiny, it's very good.
I'm just happy that we've had less than half the normal fixtures to talk about. And we're about 22 minutes.
And we still managed. All right, we'll get onto league positions. Do you want to do our league positions or do you want to do the league positions?
Do top 10.
Top 10.
Top 10 first.
Build
up to our positions, lads.
Yeah, makes sense. So in 10th place down is PK Blinders. In 9th place, Patrick Houghton. Biggles Wingman. That's new
to
the top 10.
It's new to the top 10, but I have seen that name before. I think he's an old potentially top 10.
Is he related to Ian Houghton, the actor who was in Warhorse?
Oh, Patrick.
Is he related to Ian?
Oh, I don't know.
His dad.
Do you know Patrick? Could be his dad. Who knows? In 8th place, EJ Leach, Uniting Reformed FC. New name, also.
Yeah.
In 7th place, Andreas Toff, Dynamo Torshov. In 6th place, Matthew Greco, Banana Nose Maldonado. Are you related to Michael Greco? From EastEnders,
Beppe,
also the Albert Squares might want to get in touch with you for you to go on their podcast.
Yeah.
They're big fans. In 5th place is Antarcticans FC. In 4th place, Caroline Brady, FC Barcelona.
Can I say that she was top after... So do you remember last week we recorded just before the final game?
Yes.
She had a belting final game. I'm assuming she triple captained someone. And she went shot up and she was top of the gaffer tapes league. By the end of game week,
she must be new, joining the league new, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess so. But
I think if you're joining leagues in March, you're not quite a dickhead yet.
Yeah, I think the cutoff is April. Anything in April, you are a twat. But please join.
We love to join. So please come along. In third place, back on the horse, Paul Marshman, also new to the top 10.
Marshalls!
In second place, BTSTU, Mitch Maynard. And in first place,
back.
He feels he rightfully belongs.
Clifty.
It's Clifty's Mediocre 11, Steve Clift.
Clift Pallet.
Chris Pallet is back on the top of the gaffer.
The White Clift of Dover.
So he is back in the top 10.
Hold on. Before we get to this next segment,
yeah,
I'm going to go and ask if someone can make me a drink.
Ash is actually left to get a drink.
Right, we can really slag him off it.
We really can.
Right, let's talk about where we are.
Go for it.
Craig.
Yes.
871st, mate. You've climbed like the proverbial salmon.
Salmon don't climb, they jump. But I have risen.
You've risen,
I'm into the top 900, which is
the first time in a long time. Which is nice. And then next is... Wait a minute! Holy shit! Ash, 777th, 15-click wanker, which means... Wait, hold on.
For the sentence.
There's a new daddy on G-Wing.
Oh!
Big T-Dog, 655th, 13 clicks.
That's big.
I had a belter, 58-point week or something, with a four-point hit, similar to yours.
This could actually be the first time Craig wins it. Tom wins it out of us three.
Yeah, I haven't won it before. I came above Craig last time.
Yeah, I came last year.
You came last year.
I came first the first
time. But I don't know. I'm not counting my chickens
yet.
I am a little bit of a bottle job. How many points did you get this week then, Ash? It must have been terrible.
Oh,
it was like
loads.
15 points.
Oh, I climbed up loads of positions. You're lucky to be ahead of me.
Yeah.
It was good, 16, I think.
Something ridiculous.
He did
like
not do
16
well.
Points. But yeah, so I'm happily sitting pretty, 13-click wanker in the Gaffer Tapes League. 15 points, Ash. You got 15 points, mate.
15 points.
It's 2 weeks in a row. I got no points from anyone.
Three of them came from Tom Davis, not from Murder in Succession.
Yeah.
But look, I didn't have a bad squad to start with.
Snodders.
Yeah. You did get kind of unlucky. The sound of Ash's cocktail being shaken in the background is actually there. That's incredible.
That's the best thing ever.
Me and Craig just drinking inaudible beers.
Yeah.
And then obviously Dominic Monaghan, Dommy Mons, 543rd in the Gaffer Tapes League, 10 Clip Wanker. And then for the second biggest feature in British broadcasting, it is Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder and Success Film, 932nd in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder and Success Film, 713th, the lad. So, I mean, out of everyone, I'm doing better than all of them.
Dommy Mons was on James Corden this week.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Didn't mention us.
Did he not? Did he not say big shout out to the...
He didn't go on wearing a T-shirt
the Gaffer Boys, didn't he?
No.
Selfish.
What a dickhead.
Selfish.
So what's... actually just getting his latest concoction of a cocktail, which we'll describe to you in the second part, probably.
Yeah.
Coming up in part two, obviously, we've got all your social media stuff that you've sent in, all those questions. And in part three, obviously, we'll look forward to next week's fixtures and another quiz that's got no promises of how hot or fire
Do you know what? It's a little bit warmer than tepid, but it's not quite 70-72 fire emojis.
Okay, so a tepid quiz from Tom Holmes.
But please stay tuned. It's going to be good.
We've got all that in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. We've managed to talk about four games for 20-odd minutes, which is quite impressive. So that's done, tick. Now to go through your tweets and Facebook questions and emails, which may or may not be related to football, tick. So we can do that.
Holy tit bags. Are we going to do the winner of the actual competition?
Oh, yeah. We'll start with that.
We're going to actually remember we've started a quiz and we're going to finish it. No, a competition.
We have. So we basically did a, before we get to the questions, we did a Facebook competition in association with our friends Badger Ales. Badgers? They gave us some gift sets. We're going to use some as prizes for league positions at the end of the season, but they let us give away two packs of four Badger Ales for now. We obviously did one for a Facebook jingle competition, which we're going to give away with them, but we have had so many entries on Facebook to the Badger Ales thing. We had something like over 20,000 people. So we had over 300 entries to the competition, which is pretty cool.
So people like drinking beer.
People like drinking free beer. People like getting sent ales to their door. And as Tom's a fan of Badger Ale. So
I love a Badger Ale, yeah. Yeah, so glory for me.
Really? Yeah, I like a Tanglefoot.
One of my favourites.
I prefer a flan. But we have picked out a couple of winners from the Facebook page who we'll announce now, and obviously we'll put it on Facebook as well. They've won and tag them, etc., so they can get their Badger Ale sent to them.
Probably.
Good news for you guys, because you know that we might not be reliable. They're getting sent directly from Badger Ales.
Yeah.
So you're definitely getting them.
Directly from the Badger's set.
Straight from the Badger's hole. Yeah. That's not right. No, yours is right. It's a set.
Badger's set.
It's
a set. Yeah, not the Badger's
you finish my sentence.
That's something else.
But yeah, so the winners are, drum roll, Leon James from Birmingham.
Congratulations, Leon.
He went to Stockland Green School. No, we shouldn't go into the detail.
Who's he married to?
We shouldn't go into...
What does his mum
work?
He
likes watches. But like, he's...
let's go down his timeline. What else does he like?
Okay, what else does he like?
Oh, rugby. He respects rugby.
Fuck off, Leon.
It's a rugby... let's not give it to
rugby family.
Him.
It's too late. We've announced it.
It's not actually...
My God. What if it's all like ISIS stuff?
He likes rugby.
Yeah, imagine that.
He likes...
Should have checked it wasn't racist.
Judging by his Facebook, he likes rugby, watches...
Petrol.
Padrails and petrol. So. It's all very good. So, Leon James, you're going to win. So, that's you. And
congrats,
the second
Leon.
Winner, before we checked out, in case they're part of some sort of awful organisation.
Sect.
If you're part
cult.
Of Britain First, we will take the prize back. But Malcolm and Margaret Miller. Wait, Craig, that's two people.
Hold on. It doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. But they've got a joint Facebook profile, which ordinarily would be disgusting and deplorable. But they're not young people.
Lovely.
So
obviously, big fans of the show.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Malcolm used to work at Alba Shipping before he went
classic
on to
Malcolm.
Peter Lee Technical College.
That's so Malcolm.
It is Malcolm. They're from Haswell and Durham. But they like going on safari, and they like working at steel firms and more of the same.
they like working at steel
they
firms.
They haven't given me much, okay? But yeah, Malcolm and Margaret Miller, who like mountains and steel. That's a fact. What?
The mountain range.
Yes.
Go back to the other guy.
Oh, I lost Leon.
Oh, Leon's
Leon.
But Malcolm and Margaret Miller.
Banner. They might have the same mountain range.
They don't know each other, otherwise that would be a problem. But Malcolm and Margaret Miller, you're going to have two ales each, I presume. Decide how you want to split them up.
Yeah.
And Leon James, we're going to get in touch with you to give us your addresses, which you might feel creepy about if you listen to podcasts, but I promise you we won't follow you, even though you know what technical college you went to.
Yeah.
Given, you know, Margaret's drinking problem, do you think it would be all right?
They have posted that. Yeah, they have posted very much like that they, you know, went to AA and stuff. But hey, it's not a nanny state. If they want to drink Badger Ales, they can drink Badger Ales. So well done to Malcolm, Margaret and Leon. And thank you to Badger Ales. That's an awesome competition. Yeah. And we're going to be giving away more of their stuff at the end of the season for league prizes. But now let's get on to some questions. Let's do that.
Let's get on to some questions. Have we got any Facebook questions?
We have a Facebook question, yeah.
One from Margaret.
We have a Facebook question. Where am I getting my Badger Ales, you bastards?
Please don't mention my drinking habits. Where's Amy?
We do have.
I was only asking if we had a Facebook question because I wanted to, obviously, play our special Facebook song.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/TheGafferTapes.
Sassy as always. We'll just go with one Facebook question, and it was asked us that in the movie that will inevitably be made about this award-winning podcast and the inspirational tale leading up to it, who would play each of us?
Wow.
Was the question. Stimmers, right on cue, said, easy, Sue Perkins, Richard Herring, Danny Dyer.
He's a purist, isn't he? He's one of the old school.
Yeah. How does Tom get Danny Dyer and you get Sue Perkins?
You haven't seen fair, mate, but as we'll find out over this part, I've had a pretty bad day.
He has had a bad day of it. I'm happy with that. I think that's about right.
What, Danny Dyer, you get him to play you?
Oh, I used to love Dyer. Do you know what? I do love Dyer. I'd love to get him on as a guest, so I'm not going to slag him off.
I'd say, not my favourite, Mr. Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. I'd love to see you as Poitters.
I think it's the other way around. Poitters would be playing me.
Yeah. Are you sure you wouldn't be able to play Sidney Poitier?
I don't think I'd get a role in this. No. There's so many
be
problems
difficult.
With that.
No.
But it's a good question. But Sue Perkins, Richard Herring, Danny Dyer, Stimmer's kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
That probably
Well, Milhouse from The Simpsons could be you. I don't know if he's an actor or...
Just other people... Richard Hammond with glasses. David Platt from Coronation Street. All of them.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I've had that before.
Yeah. Horty Horsen.
Yeah.
Could play Chuck. It's like a peripheral character.
Who? Yeah. Really Horty?
What?
Ian Horton.
Ian Horton.
Horton Crosses.
He
could play any of us. He is an esteemed actor.
Exactly. That would be amazing when the film does get made and then Ian's more famous than any of us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Stage production. Do you know what I used to get a lot? Was David Sneddon, the winner of Fame Academy.
Hey, do you know what? Yeah. Oh, who's it?
Oh, the guy from Luther.
My cousin. Yeah, oh yeah, the bloke from Luther. You do look exactly like. But my cousin thinks you look a little bit like Leighton Baines.
That's unfair.
Yeah.
It's because I used to have a bit of a mop boy indie fringe, but how does your cousin know me from then? Has he been doing what we did to Margaret and Malcolm?
Yeah, he's been looking.
Is he going to find out I'm into rugby and steel?
And petrol. Love petrol. Absolutely love petrol. Don't even drive, but I love petrol.
Who
really
puts
into
a
it?
Photo with four petrol pumps?
I don't know.
That is weird.
Yeah.
We better give him the Badger Ale. He'll carry on drinking that shit.
Yeah.
So we should carry on. But that's Facebook stuff. Let's go on to our other platform that we're much better at. In a little section that we like to call...
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
That was good, wasn't it? It was very good.
Well done.
Looking through your tweets. Tommy TK, do you want to read a tweet?
Well, I can't really see him from there, but... from Padfall. Return of the manager sack race, who is the next to get backing from the board, a.k.a.
Put out the job. Yeah, basically means the vote of confidence, which everyone knows you're going to get sad. Who would you two, if I've got it in front of me, so I won't let you see, but who would you say is the favourite manager to get the sack now, at the moment?
Sack?
Mm. Well, it's leaving their post, so they can quit or get sacked.
Well, it's, 11 games to go? No, not even that. Yeah, 10 games to go. It might be Wenger.
Last I'll tell you Wenger's second favourite, because he might go of his own volition.
Yeah.
It'll be someone mental that's like really not deserving of it.
Well, it can't be too mental. It has to be one of the 20 managers in the Premier League.
It's
not going to be Dave Benson.
I was going to say Lenny Henry.
We both, for no real reason, went to just black entertainers.
90s black guys. 90s black guys. Will Smith!
It's Wesley Snipes, Ash.
Yeah.
But what do you mean by mental? Like someone just...
Like Guardiola or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Mourinho, is he up there?
I'll tell you. In first place is Altor Karanka at Middlesbrough.
Ah, Karanka.
Oh, yeah.
Second place is Arsene Wenger. Third place is no manager to leave.
By the end of the season?
Yeah.
And then
Moyes in fourth and Walter Mazzari at Watford. He's only in there because it's such an unstable club. Mm. But Aladici's in there as well at next. But by that point, you're at 33-1. None of them are realistic. Karanka's heavy, heavy favourite. He's 4-9 at some bookies, 2-5 at others.
What was the fourth one?
Fourth one is Moyes.
I reckon Moyes out of those.
No, I don't mean Moyes won't go because they're not going to get any better. The reason Karanka, I think, is because Middlesbrough, it depends. If a manager takes over a job like Moyes and gets them, steadies them or tries to increase how they're doing and get more points, fair enough. But Karanka started off the season well. Mm. So Middlesbrough started quite impressively. They were in 11th, 12th. As we know, they don't concede goals very easily, but they do lose 1-0 a lot or draw 0-0 a lot. So Karanka, they'll be getting to panic station, I think, Borough, where it's a case of, at the moment, as things stands, we're probably getting relegated.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do we do?
Who's, where's the Watford manager?
That's Mazzari. So yeah, he's there in fifth.
In fifth. It's got to be him. I think the way the Watford board works is every day they come in and they just, as they walk in the door, walk past him, just flip a coin.
Yeah.
And it's like one side of it's just like black.
They are bizarre. They're like Leeds, aren't they? Yeah. I fully expect them that maybe they make all the decisions by Ouija board.
Yeah, exactly.
That they just decide day. That. Yeah.
As you come into the team, they've got candles everywhere.
Just walk in and see the chairman with his fingers on the glass going, you're fine.
Oh, will you get fired?
Yeah.
The Ouija board says, no.
Troy Deeney's one of them. He's just pushing it.
I had a friend whose mum did a Ouija board and swears to God told me when I was about seven that she levitated, scared the life out of me.
That's not even supposed to happen on a Ouija board.
No. She went, I levitated. And she just looked me in the eye and went, it's true.
Yeah, were seven.
Yeah, I was about seven.
That's a terrible
scared
baby
shit out of me. She was quite drunk, but it's fact.
That is weird.
And her name was Maddie. Mental. that's true.
I've never done one. I can honestly
say. No, I haven't. Never mess with things you don't understand.
Well, that's mental. We'd never do anything.
Mm. Yeah, you'd certainly never play fantasy football.
Hold on, what? This is surely I'm not the brunt of the fantasy football related japes anymore, boys.
The Chris Brunt.
Yeah,
you know who that is.
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
It's taken 3 years for you to just dip ahead of us in the league.
He has. He's been sat here just thinking, as soon as they bring up Ouija boards, I'm going to burn these bastards.
Finally,
March 2017, he's done it. Karanka, Middlesbrough do. I have a bet, actually, on this might surprise you. I have actually a bet on for Newcastle to win the league, Sunderland to go down, and Middlesbrough to stay up, which returns about 120 quid.
Newcastle are never winning the Prem this year.
No, really? And it looked good, but then Middlesbrough have just been slipping and slipping, so I see why they might sack them. But you know who they'll appoint? It'll be Playboy Pardew.
Oh, no. You know who else is now free of a job?
Steve McLaren.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's not Premier League talk and Championship, we really will lose Tom at that point.
Yeah.
But Steve McLaren has been sacked by the same club twice in the last couple of years. He's only been there for 4 months. Before that, they had Nigel Pearson they got rid of, I think. Paul Clement, who they parted ways with, who's now doing a great job at Swansea. Imagine hiring a manager because they're not doing very well and then sacking him 4 months later because they're still not doing well. It's bizarre.
Who was the Leicester manager? Nigel Pearson.
Claudio Ranieri, Pearson before Ranieri, yeah.
So they had that same Nigel Pearson and fired him.
Yeah, Derby fired him. I mean, he's an arsehole, Ash.
Oh, right, yeah.
He is an absolute arsehole.
I hear his son's really nice, though.
His son is lovely. Very
lovely
good.
Really nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Really good guy to go on holiday with.
Just a holiday maker. Yeah, he got sacked from Derby. I don't know how long he was there. Apparently, they had a difference of opinion, so he left by mutual consent, but he was only there for about 5 months. They're a fucking disaster of a club, to be honest with you. Anyway, what was the tweet? I've even lost it. It's Padfield. Good question. Yeah. Sack race. There the odds. So have a go on what you want. So
read another tweet, boys.
Other tweets. Ash, you got one?
Yeah, the Ogrebilius says, some worth sticking in Kane's absence. As we know, he may or may not be injured. Seems to always score when Kane's not around.
It's written like a haiku. That sounds like a haiku. Son's not worth sticking in Kane's absence. Seems to always score when Kane's not around. That's a haiku.
Yeah. Chinese haiku.
Yeah,
he's probably written that with a little lampshade on his head.
No, again, we need
can
to.
Can we say that?
We need to stop doing that.
Every week.
And it's about
every
Sun.
Every week. And so it's about Sun. That's
who's
what
Korean?
That's
what but, you know. Whoa, what do you reckon, Ash? Actually, question, because if we presume Kane's a lengthy
absence. I think
absence,
he is. I'm guessing he's out for a bit. I think Sun's a great shout. I think he was.
Obviously, Sun's classed as a midfielder, though, isn't he?
Yeah. So, but I'm pretty sure he seems to play a lot more attacking when Kane's, because this has happened before when Kane's had
a
long spell of injury. I don't know if it was at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And Son was just unbelievable.
Because Vincent Janssen. If you say his name over and over again, it's actually a beatboxer.
Yeah.
Vincent Janssen has been awful as a signing. Mm-hmm. And so they used Son as a kind of auxiliary striker.
And so I'm guessing, I think that's a great shout. And I think preempt that and get him in.
Which they do have some real tough fixtures coming up. Like, if you get him in your team, when are you going to play him? I mean, with Southampton, Burnley, Swansea, Watford and Bournemouth.
Is that Spurs run?
Here's an interesting stat for you with Son, right?
Hell.
He has played 90 minutes on five occasions all season. Five. In those five occasions, he has scored four goals. So
that's pretty good.
If he can, play 90 minutes...
His points are decent.
And the period of time Tom's referring to is games week 4, 5 and 6, where Kane was out and Son played 90 minutes, three consecutive games. In those three games, he got himself four goals, one assist and two clean sheets.
Fucking hell.
They were against Stoke, Sunderland and Middlesbrough, which, like Ash says, maybe makes a difference.
Yeah.
But
if they're his next five games anyway, it doesn't matter.
But they do play him in a thing. If Kane's out, it might not be a bad shout. Like, that's not a bad stat. They've only played him for 9 minutes five times and he's got four goals in that time.
If Kane's out for the next 5 weeks, 100% get him in.
Yeah, because they're not going to play Vincent Janssen. They're not going to pin their Champions League hopes, bearing in mind where they are, and it's Spurs, as we know what they do. They're not going to pin their Champions League hopes on Vincent Janssen, who's been a disaster. They'll put it in Son's hands.
As an Arsenal fan, the thought of Kane being out for 5 weeks, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, do you think then, like...
Arsenal-Tottenham FA Cup final, mate.
Do you think then that they could finish above you?
Yes.
Do you?
I think they will. And it'll be the most sour note for Wenger to go on.
So how long after they finished above you will it be before you become a Tottenham fan?
Yeah.
Oh, don't even.
But do you think you could finish... Do you think Arsenal will finish outside the top four? Do you think Liverpool take that spot, Liverpool and City?
Yeah, it could very well happen.
Because imagine Wenger goes on Arsenal finishing fifth and Spurs finishing third.
Yeah, tell me, because it's never happened.
It's literally never happened.
It's more likely this year. I mean, fucking hell, more likely
last
this year.
Year though.
Last year, the last day of the season, fucking Newcastle dick Spurs. Could very well happen this year. And if it does, it does. I mean, I think that the fact that we drew them, we didn't draw them in the FA Cup. If we lost to them in the FA Cup final.
Oh my God. Because
it could happen. It could happen.
Imagine that. You finish with lose to Spurs in the FA Cup final.
These are the things Spurs that haunt me at night.
Yeah. And little Harry Holmes could be a Spurs fan.
Oh, get out. Get out. No way. Never in a million years.
You never know.
No.
Cool. We got any other questions on Twitter before we move on to email? What else have we had? We did have some Shag, Marry, Kill drama.
Yeah, we always got... Oh, yeah, we did. So we got tweeted the Shag, Marry, Kill. And it was a UFC-related Bisping McGregor GSP. But then that kicked off a whole...
it did.
Thing someone asked, it was going on Twitter with followers saying who would they shag, marry, kill out of the three of us.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of I'd shag Ash, I'd shag Tom, I'd marry Ash, I'd marry Tom.
Yeah,
all of them said they'd kill Craig.
Hey, I got killed. I was like Kenny from South Park. I got killed that many times.
Several times.
Yeah.
I think you took it quite personally. I think if people genuinely didn't like you, they'd be more like, oh, yeah, you know.
You should see my mood
board. They couldn't say it. They couldn't say it to you, but, you know, I don't think that is the
case. People didn't pull punk. They weren't that diplomatic. They just said it. And then Dave Matteo from Australia said, you have to actually turn up and host the pod, mate.
Good point.
Seemed unfair.
Yeah.
Dave. A lot of people were like, marry Ash. Got nice
oh,
hair.
So now you log on to Twitter, Ash.
Yeah, exactly.
One time he's on Twitter when he's getting bigged up.
As soon as you said, started posting on there, going like, why does everyone on Twitter want to shoot me?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I better go and check why they're trying to kill Craig.
I had to go and write another poem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and then it was a lot of, I want to marry Tom or shag Tom because he's so beautiful.
I think that I think the words were that he was a bit of a goer.
I think someone said that, yeah.
Yeah, someone said
he'd have a drink and he'd be filled.
He's
I mean, it's true. Let's not beat around the bush.
Anything. We also had a tweet from our host for the evening.
Yeah.
Chuck Bailey.
Chuck of Bailey.
Owner of Double Bill Cafe and Pimp Shui.
Yeah.
He got a question for the pod. Football related. Shock horror.
Wow.
If you could get rid of one thing from world football, what would it be?
The Dele Alli Kane handshake. Next.
Is that it?
Simple as that. Not a problem.
Yeah. Do you find celebrations cringy in general or just that particular
one? I think they are. It's a bit much sometimes. No, I think if it's warranted and there's passion there, you know. I remember being hungover a few weeks ago and I saw, and I can't even remember who it was. It might have been Gabbiadini, but he jumped in the crowd and high-fived a fan and I started welling up. Mental. Absolutely mental.
What's wrong with you? So that's okay. So high-fiving fans is okay.
Yeah, but no, that's all right, because that was passion, and it was like, yeah! And I, it was just being hungover. I was holding my son, just looking at him going, I'm such a failure. but yeah, and then, but no, that fucking all that shit.
But Son looked so pleased with himself when he was doing it.
Yeah. Oh, bless him. Yeah. Yeah. He could get away with it. But no, that shit.
Well, he had no brothers and sisters growing up to do that with. It's not allowed.
It's not.
He's Korean.
Different country. Yeah, no, it's just, yeah, that for me. Get rid of that from world football. And the diving thing. When we went down the pub on Saturday.
You dived.
I dived. The first thing I did. No, it was the rugby was on. There's a lot of rugby fans. And then the whole usual conversation of footballers are fucking pussies and all this shit come up. And I was like, do you know what? And I completely agree. So one of the rugby players got clotheslined off his feet, smashed into the floor.
Yeah, but it's a contact
floor.
Sport. It winds me up because rugby players are just as prone to like devious tactics and cheating.
The worst.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, but it's not in the same vein. It's not.
Do you know
what it is?
A good example is the Suarez stuff. Do you know the Barcelona PSG game with Suarez getting contact and everyone gone, he's dived. By definition, he hasn't dived. There's been contact.
Yeah.
Whether you think he needs to go down or not, fair enough. But if he stayed on his feet, he wouldn't have got the penalty and he was infringed upon. For me, that was a penalty.
What is it called? What's the BBC programme where they put people in that room?
My family again.
Yeah, it's my family. Yeah.
Room 101?
Room 101. Yeah. This is essentially Room 101, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
It would either be rugby or say.
No, it's about football, Ash. What thing would you get rid of from world football? I'd get rid of rugby, Craig, for starters.
Yes, but the thing is, right, we could dick about arguing about minor changes to the football rules. Yeah. Or we could just bin off fucking rugby and we wouldn't have to watch it anymore. Or at least people who complain about rugby being better than football.
That does annoy me.
Oh, God, it's exactly what you were saying.
I agree. But I think there was it's a valid point. When you see what Joey Barton did the other fucking weekend,
and
then you see someone getting close.
But it's not, but it's worse.
So you do get people taking, not dies necessarily, but you do get people in rugby trying to get another player sent off.
If in rugby you got points or something for diving, of course they'd be doing it. What about the guy with the blood capsule in his mouth? No football has ever come on the pitch and then suddenly he's like spouting blood out.
Are you thinking of Mick Foley?
In rugby, there was a guy.
Oh, was there? Is that
there
real?
There was a guy who put smuggled blood capsules in his mouth.
What?
Yeah, and then when
he got
injured.
All about smuggling and pirates.
Because you can get, if someone's got blood coming out of their mouth, you're allowed to do free substitutions.
That's right, yeah.
So he bit into a blood capsule. So then the referee was like, oh my God, you'd be getting transferred off.
My school was
transferred off?
Yeah, my school was a big, that's what they call it in rugby.
25 quid, quickly.
My school was a big rugby school, and even at like 17, 18, the top kind of players used to get taught when there was a signal for when one of them to fake a hamstring injury so that they could have a chat and work out and have an injury timeout.
And then when he went off, someone after was like, oh, well, we'll check the injury. And they were like, oh, shit, he hasn't actually got it. So someone with a scalpel cut his lip.
This is wrestling. This is
cool. That does sound like wrestling.
And then the year after,
blading.
There was the guy who, have you ever seen it where the guy knocks something out, does a flying dukan, knocks somebody out?
Yeah, I remember the flying dukan.
Yeah, right. And then when the guy's on the floor.
The flying duke. He's the antithesis of the pirate.
Yeah, he's related to Mark Kendall. It's the royal family thing. Yeah, the flying duke.
So the guy gets tiger uppercutted on the line.
Yeah.
Right, and then when the other bloke's lying on the floor, he UFC, you know when someone gets knocked out?
Oh, come on!
And they dive and punch them when they're on the ground. Bam! And because they're already knocked out.
And then they switch bodies and they spend the next 90 minutes trying to find a moral message to get their body switched
All
back.
The listeners will know what we're talking about. He got banned for...
Starring Lindsay Lohan and
Jamie Lee Curtis,
that's it. Yeah.
I do remember that
He got banned for six months for...
In terms of what I would change or to get rid of from football... I think, you know what, it's almost related to rugby, but I think I would get rid of all the like
oblong balls,
the nostalgic people, like the kind of Martin Keown last night is a perfect example. Man United played Chelsea. Antonio Valencia left 2 feet off the ground, about 2 yards in the air, with like a fucking horrendous challenge on someone, and Keown goes, well, I think he got the ball there. And it's like, well, firstly, that's not a rule. Why are you, as an ex-professional, not know the rule? You can get the ball and foul someone. And I hate that kind of harking back to the old days.
Yeah.
Like, well, you used to be able to do this. Yeah, well, you used to be able to drown women as well. So you can't do that anymore,
Martin.
Very true.
Yeah.
So it really
winds
me up.
Witches.
Yeah.
Witches and pirates today.
Oh, actually.
Witches and pirates.
If we're getting rid of something, which isn't rugby.
Don't make it Tom. This is awkward.
Yeah.
We should have this conversation off air. Which me,
where they have ex-referees talking about football.
Oh yeah, you said that before.
Oh God, it's so bad.
You get rid of Howard Webb.
Yeah,
that would be
Webbage.
But good tweet, Chuck. Cheers, mate.
Thanks.
Cheers. Right. Yeah. I forgot who asked it.
No problem.
Cheers,
that's,
mate.
That's a good one. Do we have any other tweets? Is it worth doing another tweet?
No. Do your mental email of the week.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go for it. We haven't had a mental email of the week from.
I always sing it in Harry Hill's
James
voice.
Doncaster. Go on.
Mental email of the week. So James Doncaster said, lads holiday. So you join me tonight as I finish off some work, currently working on quite a lovely oak table. I had a joke about a giraffe, but I've forgotten the punchline, and the last thing I want to do is completely fuck up the delivery on an award-winning podcast. Good callback to Ash there.
So, I get that reference.
Game week 28 was great, and my march to the Gaffer Tapes title is relentless as I sit 24th in the league. Very good,
Dodgers.
The combination of Christmas heartache, living back at my mum's, and crying most evenings has proved to be a formula for FPL success. Ash, your finish of 80-something in the world is insane. Sadly put into focus now that you sit with birthday bollocks teabag, Dame Tommy Holmes, new daddy on G-Wing.
He knows his shit.
Okay, my gaffer top tips for success. Get Southampton assets. Pirate, I think he's probably talking about pirates.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to dump. Earlier in the season, I dumped Firmino after a good run because his fixtures were poor and I had the money for Sanchez.
Great champ.
Do you think window cleaners and plumbers get propositioned by Randy Housewives? Oh, also, I run the tea club at work. Do you guys have any crucial responsibilities? Yours affectionately, James of Doncaster.
He runs the tea club at work.
Yeah, what's the tea club?
God, I want to start hanging around with him. I really do.
Doesn't he live far from, close to here?
I don't know.
Should we just turn up at his door?
Yeah.
How far away do you know where he lives?
I don't know if he wants to be disclosed.
Right, grab the equipment. Yeah, let's go around his house.
Does he love near enough if we could tweet him and get him to come over?
On his.
He'll be here in an hour.
Oh. Perfect, let's do it.
At least. Eat those most.
On special responsibilities, your work seems like the kind of place, Tom, that would have the lottery syndicate. Remember to put your pounds in.
Yeah. No, I do that. I do play the lottery.
Do you run
work.
It?
No, I don't run it. Blimey, they wouldn't let me look after everyone's pound coins.
And your work, Ash, seems like people who only talk by email.
Hold the phone. You know, Tom's work do free yoga lessons.
I've been to Tom's
free
work.
Free yoga on a Wednesday.
I've been to Tom's work and I know it is that kind of place.
Free massages every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
This is mental.
What was the other thing?
The fucking...
Free
they've
hand
got
job.
A cage, like, you know, like in WWE. They've got a meeting room and then when you press a button, a cage drops down around the table.
That's how they deal with disputes.
You have to fight.
In all seriousness, though, I interviewed at Tom's work once.
You did.
And, they were telling me that there people were trying to install a slide between the floors.
Yeah, we took on the third floor everyone went, let's have a slide.
I've been to some slide offices.
Have you?
Yeah,
well, we don't get invited to those places. But that's pretty much all our questions, I think.
James Doncaster, lovely.
That was very good,
James of Doncaster.
We used to have a coffee club. I think this is important.
Coffee club?
Somewhere I used to work before.
Yeah.
Before I transcended work.
Yeah.
And... You had to pay a subscription and you got to use the coffee machine. We brought a proper one.
I remember you telling me about this when you were drunk once.
It was the fucking best thing. Yeah. It was the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah, Ash used to work at Starbucks. That's what it was.
But, coffee club.
I think that's what you should do at your work. Get everyone to pay a subscription. Get
and my work? Well, no, we've got a thing.
You've got a living barista.
We've got a barista that works there. His job
Christ.
Is a barista.
That's good. I don't have that.
It's pretty good, yeah.
But they're good questions. Thank you for all the questions. Remember, you can send in any questions. info@thegaffertapes.com. Get on Facebook, because we'll hopefully have some more competition
season. Yeah, facebook.com/thegaffertapes.
Be like Malcolm and Margaret. Yeah.
And don't do what everyone else did and not like the page, just share the article.
Because you won't
win. We said like and share. Fucking idiots.
Plus,
bloody twats.
Bonus competition. Top five reasons you'd like to kill Craig.
Yeah, it seems
Oh, don't, fair. Because they're going to send him in and he's going to be like... I didn't think they'd actually send
but
him.
But they could be like, reason one, he's sexier than me.
Yeah.
Reason two,
I'm jealous of his glasses.
Yeah, well, I don't think my mum's going to listen, actually. So we're not going to get that.
His BBC Broadcasting Award.
And you're definitely not sexier than your mum.
And reason four and five, and also next week's pictures and the quiz are all coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're going into the last part, which I'm still not convinced everyone stays around for, but hopefully they do, so they'll still be here.
It's won us the award.
You reckon?
I think it did.
Definitely.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, it's no coincidence that I told a 15-minute-long rambling drunk story, and then we immediately won an award.
Yeah.
And that was on it.
That could be true. And Chuck is here. Where we are. Those of you who had some reason skipped forward two parts to the third part, we're doing this from a Double Bill Cafe above Pimp Shui.
Yeah, Chuck's a bit like Will McDonald from TFI Friday a little bit.
I worked for him today. Once.
For Will?
Yeah, I was working at, he is the creative director of a company called Monkey Kingdom, production company. Yeah. They make Made in Chelsea. And I went to do a bit of work for them, and they were like, oh, you've got to go into the meeting. We're going to the meeting with Will. And we were making this like pilot for a game show.
Mm.
And then I looked up and it was, whee! And I was like, oh, fuck. It's that Will. I was a bit starstruck for a bit.
So you've modelled your look on, isn't it, over these years?
Do you think
years?
So?
Yeah. Yeah. Monkey Kingdom's a strong name, isn't it?
Monkey Kingdom.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's really
you like that. It sounds like a board game you play.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. It would be,
Have you ascended to Monkey Kingdom?
I mentioned when we were down the pub on Saturday that my brother plays board games as well, Ash. And Ash kind of like laughed a little bit, and then there was like a little silence for a few minutes, and then he went, do you really play board games? And that was it. They were just going. And then I just kept overhearing them going, yeah, and then my goblin come over and it was like fucking, and then straight through the kingdom.
Yeah.
All this shit.
And now he's playing board games with him all the time.
Yeah. Bang on the board games.
The Gaffer Takes Board Game.
That's a good idea.
Oh, hello. Yeah. How does that work? Idea.
You've rolled a three. You're a three-click wanker.
Yeah.
Straight across.
And what's the aim?
Question, how ginger is Ray Parler?
Yeah.
Can you remember?
Incorrect. Yeah.
I think
retell the Lee Sharp anecdote. Word for word.
Incorrectly.
Bonus points. Yeah. If you get it incorrect.
I mean, this sounds like a crowdfund project right here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Board game. Anyway.
I've had a really good idea for a crowdfunding thing.
Oh shit!
Imagine this.
I'm scared.
Imagine.
Is it for the podcast?
You've got ice skates.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got a knowledge of European football. You're skating around an arena. There's people watching. Bang, bang, left, right, and centre. You're naming. This team is in Europe. This team is in Europe. This team isn't in Europe.
Yeah. What have we just heard, Ash?
Neil versus Real on ice. All right, I wish people would stop tweeting in about it. We're going to do it one day. We just need to get the funding.
Says the man who's never been on our Twitter account.
And
I can only imagine that's what it is for.
There's a lot of people that have only listened this season who still don't know what the fuck this is on about.
Oh, yeah. We should just do a special episode where it's just Neil versus all the Neil versus Reals we've ever done, just back to back to back.
You record it on any household item you find, and then just pretend it's out there, and we'll let you know how it goes on. And that'd be great. Right, let's have a quick look to game week 29 fixtures. I'll run through who's playing. In the early kickoff, West Brom host Arsenal. Then the 3 o'clock kickoffs we've got is Palace versus Watford, Everton Hull, Stoke Chelsea, Sunderland Burnley, West Ham Leicester, and Bournemouth Swansea in the afternoon kickoff. And then on Sunday, Borough play Man United, Spurs play Southampton, and City play Liverpool. It's quite a nice Sunday.
Yeah, well,
that.
all ten teams.
Finally.
10 games, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the first time in a few weeks. Yeah, anything that stands out to you, boys? West Brom, Arsenal. It depends what Arsenal turn up.
Weird one. I actually fancy Palace at home to Watford.
Yeah, okay.
Because...
Well, they've hit a bit of a stride now since
Mamadou
me and...
Saku. He's a revelation, that lad. And I think if it wasn't for the fact I just brought in Josh King, I would be tempted to bring in a Palace midfielder as a fifth midfielder.
Do you know what? I just got rid of MacArthur.
Not him. Be it maybe Townsend.
Yeah, either of the wingers.
He's busy as fuck. I have said that on several occasions.
But I just think Watford are a strange club. Palace do look more solid in the last couple of games. They might keep a clean sheet there, even if your player doesn't score. So that'd be an extra point. So I'd be tempted as a Palace fifth midfielder, maybe Andros Townsend.
Everton at home to Hull looks pretty
nice.
I think Lukaku for me, maybe. Although Stoke, Chelsea, if you've got Costa, which I do, potential... I do need to sort my strikers out because I've got old Llorente. I think
he'll be back. I think he'll be fine.
Do you think he will?
Do you think Lukaku's contract controversy?
Well, we just got told in between. Didn't he? Chuck came over and told us. He handed us a bit of paper and then scurried off backwards, like a court jester,
back into the darkness.
Yeah, that Lukaku's turned down a £140,000 a week deal. Is that it? So. Yeah, but then in terms of performance this year, he's playing for a move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
true.
I think so. Yeah, I don't think it's just the money.
That's going to help.
He's not just hoping or holding out for
more money.
I don't
know if he'll stay
in the UK. Maybe not.
Because
Osvaldo's band's looking for a bassist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he might go and enjoy Osvaldo in the Gangly
the
Pirates.
Pirate.
I don't know what they're called.
Pirate,
but, I don't know. I could see Lukaku just slipping off to a PSG or something.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, could go.
I just think he's not going to go back to Chelsea.
China?
They weren't
Do you think he's too young for China?
He's too young for China. And I just can't see another Premier League side, unless it's like a City getting in, but then they've got Jesus as well as Aguero. It's just a weird one. I can't see any right fits for him in England.
Wait a minute. Manchester United.
Yeah, but then why is he going to join one sixth place team to another? Yeah.
Well, because the big fat stack of cash.
Maybe.
But Ibrahimovic, probably off, arguably.
You think
Do you think at the end of the season?
If he doesn't go.
I think he'd have another season there.
Well, maybe, but then MLS want to give him a whole load of money.
Yeah.
Mm. So he may stay, but if he does, he's only staying for one more year. So they must be looking for a replacement.
Yeah, maybe invest. He's still young. I always forget how young Lukaku is. Yeah.
And that is United's classic MO, isn't it? Where they just steal the best player from another team.
Yeah.
He'd be a phenomenal sign for him. Chelsea, they would never admit it, but they will regret ever getting rid of him. He's phenomenal. Yeah. He's consistently scored goals in Premier League for West Brom and Everton. And Chelsea have gone a long time. The whole time with Torres, where it's like, oh God, if only we had a really good striker. So, well, there's a 21-year-old like knocking in goals for fun at West Brom.
Yeah.
And they let him go. So
I bet that's who the favourites for him to be playing for next year are.
United.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Who are you looking at for this week, Ash?
Little Jimmy Son.
Little Jimmy Son.
I think get him in for the next 5 weeks.
For the next 5 weeks, yeah. I think that's a great shout. I probably would have had that as a little tip. I talked myself into it a minute ago.
Is that
I fancy that.
That is my tip of the week.
You like that? I like Barnes this week. I think he scored, he played all right in the Liverpool game. Scored in there. Dinny, my mate. Shout out to Dinny again. He was talking about him a lot at the weekend. Yeah.
Hold the phone.
Saying, yeah.
Kidney Rob was.
Ash met Kidney Rob.
No way.
Yeah. He's real.
He's fictional.
He's fictional. I met him, but he's not real. It's just a cardboard cutout of a kidney.
Tom was so pissed every 5 minutes he kept walking into the toilets and come back with a little hat on, going, like, "Hello, I'm Kidney Rob. Hello." And then he would go back again. It was terrifying.
Good idea. Good idea for a comedy character.
Kidney Rob.
Yeah, Kidney Rob.
Barnes.
What about you, mate?
Townsend, I think.
Oh, Townsend. Yeah, you're going Townsend. Cool.
I'm going to go with Townsend. I think Palace will get a result over Watford, and they'll be on my coupon as well. So I'll probably do a gaffer gambler now. We've got a full set of fixtures for the Patreon subscribers, so I'll do another one. I did tip out a 22-1 winner the other week. I'll just say that.
What, exclusive to our Patreon?
I actually gave that one to everyone. I gave them a taste. I gave them a little taste, Tom.
A little taste.
I gave them a little taste. I come back for more.
Taste of the money.
Yeah, I did that. But yes, that is the next game. We remember, when you tweet us your teams, hashtag balls, you can hashtag do it as balls. Early as you like. Yeah. Tweet us your teams. We'll retweet that and get some people talking about your lineup. Or you can post them to our Facebook, obviously, the Gaffer Tapes on Facebook. But yeah, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your hashtag balls.
Please
get a screenshot of your lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Boys, let's bloody quiz.
Let's quiz.
Let's not.
So it's 9-7 to Craig.
Yep.
We are, obviously, on this fine day, we are recording live from Pimp Shui, the coolest bar in London. So it's the return of the Pimp Shui pub quiz.
Oh!
So, boys, all it is, it's just your classic quiz format. It's your pub quiz format. It's pub quiz questions. There are 10 questions. You pick a number at random. I read the question and see if you get it right.
It's just a quiz, isn't it?
It's as simple as a quiz. I can't overcomplicate a quiz.
So, what's the quiz? The name of the quiz?
The Pimp Shui Pub Quiz.
Oh, I see. It's not got... Oh, okay.
It hasn't got a clever name. No.
There's no ice skates.
No. Right, Craig, you're winning, so you can go first again.
Thanks, mate.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Well, I'm going to pick my favourite player growing up was Stuart Pearce. So I'm going to have number 3, please.
Number 3, Tom. I was going to say number 3. Okay. Name the only footballer to have played for Everton, Liverpool, Manchester City and Manchester United.
Oh, no, I don't
know. Who's the only footballer to play for? Everton, Liverpool, Manchester City and Manchester United.
Wow, these are long.
It's the Pimp Shui pub quiz.
These are thinkers. I'm gonna have to.
Jesus Christ! This
I should have bought me. Should have bought me jokes.
You should have brought your jokes. Have you got any others that you can fill in with?
No, I'd have to get them off my phone. I don't remember.
Well, you don't have any jokes as a stand-up comedian.
No, don't do it anymore.
However
really.
Many years, you don't.
Pretty
have any jokes.
Professional.
Well, it's an anecdote. I'll give you a 10-minute anecdote about wanking. Then, do you want that in between every question? No, wouldn't have
told
thought
you,
so.
What about Russell Brand on Thursday? I'll get that there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. See if I can remember one. So. Alright, I met a girl and I was by Windsor Castle and she said,
have you seen that giraffe?
No. She said to me, it was like, oh, I met a
don't
girl.
Ruin one of Tom's best jokes.
I've ruined it already, haven't I?
It's a bloody good joke.
It's
yeah,
an incredible joke.
Yeah.
It's an incredible joke.
Yeah, I've ruined it.
I know it word for word, but do you know what? I don't actually know that. I really got smug for a minute because I thought you were going to ask a question about people playing in the Liverpool derby and Manchester derby and the Old Firm derby, and I had it. So I started to smile, but I don't know who that is.
Come on.
So, fuck knows, mate.
You'll never get it.
Gary Ablett.
Peter Beardsley.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Can you believe that?
This is so difficult. Right, this is outrageous.
Well, that would, you're not going to get the same question.
That would be easy.
Yeah, and it would be really easy. Okay.
Well, that's why I said it was difficult.
Ash, number between 1 and 10, and you can't have number 3.
Wait, Peter Beardsley.
First of all, I'm at a mega disadvantage. One, we should never have come to a cocktail bar to do a quiz.
Yeah.
Because Craig doesn't really drink, no. And I only drink cocktails. Two, Craig is more intelligent than I am. We have a problem.
Okay.
I'm going to go for number 6.
Number 6. Who was the goalkeeper for Arsenal during their 2003-2004 undefeated season? Oh, yeah, but you say that. I don't think you'll get it.
It's going to be someone random. Manninger or whatever his
name is. Bullshit.
It's Jens Lehmann.
It's Jens Lehmann.
He's got it wrong. So, still 0-0. Still 0-0. Not a problem. Right. Pick a number, Craig.
Okay, I'm going to go for this number because it's the amount of times I've regretted joining this podcast throughout the last hour. I'm going to have number 10, please.
Number 10. He's on number 10. What middle name was Rodney of Only Fools and Horses fame given by his football-supporting mother?
What the fuck?
Now, see, I knew this. I knew this. And I have, can I say, at this juncture, we didn't have a lot of time earlier, and I didn't actually write these questions. I
I'm going to make an educated guess. It was a sitcom in the 80s. Mm. I imagine that means Rodney was probably born in the 60s. Mm. So I'm going to say it was Jeff Hurst scoring a hat trick in the World Cup final.
It was
final.
A football team. No, and it was Charlton.
I thought you said a team. I thought you said a player.
No. There we go. So, yes,
that's so hard compared
Charlton.
To who played in goal
Rodney
for Arsenal.
Rodney Charlton Trotter, wasn't it?
Who played
Rodney
for? Who knows?
Is that a famous scene?
This is
famous
fucking scene. Nonsense.
Right. Don't ever
Craig
is
competitive.
Right, Ash, pick a number.
4.
What's your favourite colour?
Which 4 EPL clubs, English Premier League clubs, did David Ginola play for? You need all 4.
4?
Simple as that.
I can name 3.
Yeah.
You need Newcastle.
All well, that's 1, but you need all 4.
Did he play for 4?
Yeah.
I can't remember that at all. Tottenham?
Mm-hmm. That's 2.
What's the 4th?
Shit, me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known the 4th.
I've got
the 3rd. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were they...
Fuck that. You're not getting any clues, mate.
Come
not
on.
Not with me here.
God, that's a difficult one, isn't it?
It's very difficult, to be fair.
So, he's a bit French.
Yeah.
He's got long hair.
Yeah.
He's got 6-pack.
Okay.
Nothing says French 6-pack like... Charlton.
No, the answer was Newcastle, Tottenham, Aston Villa,
Fulham?
And Everton.
Everton.
Oh, I thought Everton, actually. Yeah.
Can you blame
but it? I didn't know the 4th one, so.
Yeah.
Right, Craig, 1, 2, 5, 7, or 9?
I'll take number 2, please.
Number 2. Which 2 teams came from second and... Oh, sorry. Which 2 teams came second and third in the first ever Premier League season?
Oh, holy shit. Okay, first ever Premier League season.
God. These are tough
so
questions.
So Blackburn won it.
Yeah,
they won it
correct.
On the final day, and they pipped Man United.
No, sorry. No, they didn't win the first ever Premier League
season.
Why
didn't they give them clues?
Oh,
hold on.
That's a clue.
What are you doing?
Oh, or did they? Oh, no, I don't know if they did, actually.
Oh, I thought they did. No, they obviously didn't. No, they didn't. Man United won it. Leeds won the last Football League, so Man United won the first Premier League.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say second and third, Liverpool.
No.
Who was it?
Aston Villa. It was Aston Villa and Norwich.
Was it Norwich? Chris Sutton's Norwich, I believe, at the time. They qualified for the...
right. This
under Mike Walker.
Is going
famously
well.
Played by Munich. And the only thing that's ever happened in Norwich.
Ash, 1, 5, 7, 8, 9.
9.
So hard.
9. Elijah Wood plays a follower of which team in the 2005 film Green Street? Do you know it?
Amazing. I think we should just give me a bye for this round. I was actually there when they filmed it.
Really?
I was there, yeah. West Ham, obviously.
Yeah.
Fucking out.
Wow. Ding, ding, ding. Well, they're the numbers, mate. They're the numbers. Right, it's 1-0 to Ash. This is incredible. Okay, 1-0 to Ash. Craig. That's number 9.
Who was the witness at Steve McMahon's marriage?
1, 5, 7, or 8. Come on.
7.
You can do this. 7. Name the first siblings to captain their respective clubs against each other in the Premier League. Fucking hell! That is tough.
I mean, I'd have thought it's Gary and Phil Neville, Everton and Man United.
Ding, ding, ding! It's Everton.
No,
it is. It's Gary and Phil. It's 1-0.
Well
Holy
played.
Shit. He's done well there. Right. Okay. Ash, 1 or 8?
8.
Is that right? No, hang on. No, 1, 5, or 8, sorry.
Or 9. 1, 5, 8, or 9.
No, I did 9 last time.
He did 9. 1, 5,
I'll have 9 again.
No. 1, 5, or 8?
Eight.
Who was the first foreign manager to lead a team to victory in the FA Cup final?
Oosh.
One.
Who was the first foreign manager to lead a team to victory in the FA Cup final?
Arsene Wenger.
Boo! It was Ruud Gullit.
Was
it? So Ruud of Gullit.
Pretty close.
Good.
Okay. Craig, one or five?
Five.
Who was the first England player to be sent off at the new Wembley Stadium?
Oh, Jesus.
These are tough questions, aren't they?
These are tough.
It's a pub quiz. It's the Pimps Way pub quiz.
Who was the first England player to be sent off at the new Wembley? So they went there early. They went there in 2000. I was at the last game at Wembley in 2000.
That wasn't a question.
I know, but I'm thinking aloud.
Who's the bloke who got sent off?
I'm going to say...
Was that new Wembley?
I'm going to say...
Sue Baker.
I'm going to say... Fucking hell.
Come on.
Gary Neville.
Oh, no. It was Steven Gerrard.
Oh,
I was
going to
say Gerrard.
Okay, Ash.
To win it,
number one.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first player to represent England? Fucking hell.
Well, I hope you've got tiebreaker.
Who was the first player to represent England who had been born after the 1966 World Cup win?
Jesus.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Don't ever get out of the questions.
Do you even know who the player is?
Yeah. No, he's a very well-known player. That's all I say.
Do you know where he was born? No. I bet you can't even pronounce his name.
Go on.
I bet you couldn't even whisper it. Born after 1966. I don't know. Gary Lineker.
No. Tony Adams.
Adams.
Well, that's not you guys, but no.
Big TA.
Can't be that different. They must be pretty similar in age.
I would have got that.
That is mental, that question. God,
these questions are ridiculous.
Tiebreaker. Do we need to write this down?
Oh, God.
You haven't got one, have you?
Well, I haven't got an
official
one.
How did you pick a 10-question quiz?
There's 30 questions here.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are there 30 questions?
Why didn't you do 11?
We didn't have a lot of time.
Okay, tiebreak. What is it? Do we need to write it down?
Let's just call it a point
to me. Think fast, Tommy.
Right, which football team did Alf Garnett support?
Do we get to... What are we doing? Buzz are we writing it down or are we buzzing?
Write it down.
Well, we both know it.
Do you?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe I'm second-guessing myself now. Is this the tiebreak? This is a shambles, Tom.
It is.
No, this is the tiebreak.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're both going to get it. Go on, Craig.
West Ham.
Yeah, West Ham. Oh, although, in real life, he supported Millwall.
There you go.
Oh, it's trivia. It's got to be worth half a point.
Okay.
What about one-tenth of a point for that?
In There's Only One Jimmy Grimble, it was...
What? In the name of...
What?
No. Next question.
Carry on. No, carry on reading it.
There's Only One Jimmy Grimble was also a fictional film which focused on...
It was only a fictional film, you fucking idiot.
Which focused on a young boy whose dream it was to play for which club?
I think I've got it.
Oh, for God's sake!
Well, you've both been given the opportunity.
I think I've got it.
What when he said...
There's a lot of
carry on reading the question. It's obviously he's seen the fictional film. This is a nutcase.
Yeah, I've not seen the biopic.
That's how
little Jimmy Grimble. What are you talking about?
Come on.
I have watched the 7-hour Jimmy Grimble documentary.
Have you got an answer?
Wait a minute. I've got an answer. What is this about? What do you know of this before we get the answer?
It's a film.
What? Right. Little Jimmy Grimble's an actual film?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. Right.
Fuck off.
Okay, what have we got? 3, 2, 1.
I've got it written down.
Newcastle United.
Oh, I got Tottenham.
Oh, for fuck, they're both wrong.
Is it?
Have you seen the picture?
Oh, this is mental.
I'm thinking of Purely Belter.
What are you talking
right,
about?
Come on. In the sitcom Gavin and Stacey, Gavin often was seen wearing what club shirt? Oh, and can you name his favourite player? Stacey bought him a signed picture of this player as a Christmas present.
Oh, I know it!
Thank fuck for that!
I think so. Do we need both for the point?
If you've got one, you get the point.
You've given up. This is terrible. You wouldn't have seen this from Michael Barrymore.
This isn't the Michael Barrymore quiz. This is the Pimpshway pub quiz.
Ash, you got to write something down, mate.
Oh, I know. Wait.
Come on.
We can only wait so long.
No, we can wait infinite amounts of time, actually.
We shouldn't, though.
No, we definitely shouldn't. It's been long enough.
I'll tell you what. Because I may not have it right. I can't think of the guy's name. If I explain it, can I have it? Or else I'm just going to wait till I think of his name.
Well, yeah, go on then.
Okay. We might be wrong anyway.
Yeah.
I've written it down.
Okay, go on then.
So I get... Well, no.
Wait, let me explain it.
I'm not going to say the answer.
I was going to say that. No, you have to go first.
That.
Go on. This is a shambles, isn't it?
Every week, this nonsense.
Well, it's not usually this bad. It's because we're all together and we're all drinking.
Is the team Tottenham?
Yes.
I've got Tottenham as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're level on that. So this is
level
it.
On that. So this is it. Come on.
Who is the Tottenham midfielder who's a Sky Sports pundit? And I met him in Windsor once and tried to get him to do a thing for the podcast. Is he a Sky Sports pundit?
No, I don't think he is. Case.
Okay, what have you got?
I think it's Michael Dawson.
It's Michael Dawson.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Who did you mean? Jermaine Genus?
No. Who's the... like an old Tottenham player.
Oh, right.
He got fired from England manager.
Glenn Hoddle,
yeah.
You should have gone straight to thought disabled people were being punished for a former life. That's what I'd have gone with straight away. So I went.
What not? I met him in Windsor. Yeah. Okay.
Can I just explain that we had a meeting in London this evening, and that was why the quiz was a little bit rushed. It was just copy and pasted from a from the internet. So
a pub quiz from the internet.
I mean, it's your fault, to be honest. That
well, the
just
sales
being
of the
rubbish,
Gaffer Tapes pub quiz are going to be very bad.
Yeah, that's
for
bad.
That book. When we inevitably bring out the quiz book, please buy it.
Please do buy it.
Because it will be better than that. But that's about all we've got time for, isn't it? Thank Christ.
10-7 to Craig.
10-7 to me. Full game week. Game week 29 is a go. It's a proper one. So hashtag your balls and tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us, info@thegaffertapes.com. Or send us any questions on Facebook or post your teams on Facebook and we'll share it there.
Patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Exactly. If you want to be an official member of the Gafferazzi, head to patreon.com/thegaffertapes where you get loads of exclusive content. You can, come up with a better quiz than that for Tom. That'd be great. And a big shout out to Chuck. Say hello, Chuck.
Hi.
Say bye, Chuck.
Bye.
Who's let us do the recording at Double Wheel Cafe and Pimp Shway. Get yourself down here. Check that out online as well. Other than that, it's about us, isn't it, Ash?
That's about it, boys. Ash?
Yeah, you can reach the guys at...
At Craig Hazel on Twitter.
At...
@the_Tom_Holmes.
At...
You have to say yours.
Ash Kernsworth.
Perfect, that'll do. But other than that, get us at the Gaffer Tapes. That's what we've got time for this week. Good luck in game week 29.
Thanks, guys.
And Michael Dawson.
Thank you. And goodbye.